because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, good morning, guys. I was in a pretty good mood. I was pretty calm and focused when I came down the steps into this multi-million dollar studio today. And did a little bit and took about 2 minutes in the pre-show and got my blood boiling, my blood pressure up. Oh, my lights are blinking here. Hang on here a minute. Let me figure out what's going on here in my life. Oh, can't have that going on here in this studio. I got my Crooked Hillary shirt back on. I got a lot of stuff talk to you about today. Got some, let me get that out of there. Hey, pray you're all doing well. And I got about 16 different directions I want to go in today's show. Sometimes it's like that. We were having a discussion. Listen, the last thing I want to come across as, let me spit this out, get this out of my mouth, maybe I'll feel better. The last thing I ever want to come across as is a Trump apologist. Okay? Trump's doing a lot of stuff I wouldn't do if I was him. I can't figure out what's going on. I'm just being clear with you. For those of you out there watching, I know there's a lot of you. There's a lot of you who've pulled back because you think I'm a big Trump supporter. I know that. My argument's always the same. Who would you have in there? Right now, who would you have in there? Who would you have in there? It's always the same. But it's like anything else. I trust everybody's about as far as I can throw them, right? I'm going to tell you this. If you think you have any idea the pressure that Donald Trump is under, you're a fool. Have they threatened to kill his children? Have they threatened to take Barron and do something to Barron? Have they threatened to do something to Melania? If you think you have any idea what that guy is hearing, now I'm not sticking up for him, huh? Because I'm telling you this, Bible says there's a way it seemeth right for a man, but the end result is all death and destruction. And for me to think that I know the pressure he's under and the influences he's in, maybe he is part of the deep state. Maybe he is. We'll know soon enough. I've said it all along. My position has never changed. But I come in here every day and I'm going to tell you this. This is not about, if you think this show is about the support of Donald Trump, then you must have something wrong with your head. Because I say over and over, Ohio is locked down still today. It's starting to loosen up on us. And it ain't got nothing to do with Donald Trump. Doesn't have anything to do with Donald Trump. And our tyrannical governor, Michael DeWine, who's riding herd on thinking he's king. See, all of Ohio's businesses would be open today if Ohioans just opened their businesses. We don't need the approval from Michael DeWine. We don't need the approval from Donald Trump. That's called the color of appears to be law. What the color of law. It's not really law. We just think it is, and we follow the law out of fear, all right? So what's happening to us right now, we're sitting around here in Ohio begging Governor DeWine to please let us go to work when he has no authority to stop us from going to work. The problem isn't Donald Trump. The problem's me and you. It's not Donald Trump. It's not Michael DeWine. It's those of us who don't rise up and do what we know we have the power and authority to do. Let's go do it. I'm going to tell you something. I'm not waiting around for Donald Trump to arrest anybody. I'm not waiting around for Donald Trump to pull what they call rabbits out of his pockets. I'm going to tell you something. I get up in the morning. I think nothing of Donald Trump. I never get up and think, I wonder what President Trump's going to do today. I wonder if President Trump's going to get some people. I wonder what he's doing. I never, ever get up and ever. Because you know why? I get up to try to figure out what I can do. What can I do? I can't control Trump. I can't control Hillary. I can't control any. What can I do to make a difference right where I live? And if some of you out there are hiding because you don't like Trump, I'm going to tell you something. You got the problem, not me. It ain't me. It ain't me. Because a year from now, we're going to have a different president, and you're still going to be sitting around looking for somebody, blaming that guy in the White House, wherever it is. It ain't even about that. That's all I'm going to say. but it irritates me to no end. That most of you won't get off of your dead butts and do, you won't even come to a rally. You won't even come to a rally. And some of you, when you come to the rally, you're mad because there's some Trump supporters there. You don't have to say oh, man, amen. You can say oh my if you want to. That's the truth. You don't even have focused in your stinking mind what this whole thing's about. It's not about Trump. It's not about DeWine. It's not about anything. It's about what will you do under the unction of the Holy Spirit to make a difference. What will you do? Don't come to the rally and criticize what other people are doing. That doesn't work. We are a team or we're not a team. We are either in this thing together or we are not. Don't show up at a rally and tell me you don't like Trump. Don't do it. I'm not there for Trump. Stop it. Waste your breath, because I'm going to tell you something. All you do is suck energy out of them. People are trying to come and make a difference. They don't know how to do it. They don't know what to do to make a difference. And they're there trying to make a difference. And the last thing they need is for you to show up and suck energy out of the room. Will somebody say amen for me?
Amen, coach.
Because that's what's going on. Whew, is the steam coming off yet? Man, I don't know. That came up deep out of me. See, we won't win because we won't play as a team. Everybody's got their own agenda. Everybody's got their own agenda. We got people coming to rallies, trying to open Ohio up, preaching against Trump. Like that has anything to do with it. I was down at that rally Saturday. I never thought of Donald Trump. I never thought of him not one time. Never. He never entered my mind. Other than every once in a while I'd see Trump signs. But if you think I'm trusting in Donald Trump, by the way, Jared pulled up there real quick, or Sheldon, all across America today, Friday, there are going to be what they call mega rallies. Do you see that there? Sheldon, can you pull that thing up there? Mega. Uh-oh, some of you are mad. Uh-oh, there's Trump. Trump's in. Uh-oh, No. Make America Great Again rallies by who? We the people. We the people. You. And can I tell you something? Most of you watching this show right now have never gone to one. Never gone to one. So nationwide, we are going to see. No, that's not what I want. That's the wrong thing. Maybe I. No, it says MAGA May Day. May 1st. MAGA May Day. MAGA. See, there you go. You guys say, oh, it's a Trump rally. No. 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 I'm waiting for it. It'll pop here. It's happening all across America. Okay, it's going to be 2 minutes before they get it up. I'll move on, then we'll bring it back, okay? I'm going to pull it up on my screen because I can tell you what it says, and you'll get to see it. All across America this Friday, May 1st, it's called MAGA May Day. And I'm sorry, I'm not going to support Donald Trump, okay? Don't come and preach against Donald Trump, okay? Just don't do that. These MAGA May Day freedom rallies are going on all across America Friday. There we go. Thank you, Sheldon. There it is. Nationwide rally for freedom. Hang on. There may be some Trump signs there. There may be some guys wearing some Trump hats. There may be. Keep the main thing. How about nationwide rally for freedom? How about we focus on that?
Hey, coach, this is great, but shouldn't we check that occult calendar again?
Oh, well, I was going to do that this morning, Vinny, but I got too many daggone things going on because we are at the height of the occult calendar right now. It's going on right now. The devil's folks are out there working hard. And we're arguing over Trump. Our team's arguing over Trump. So there it is, folks. Click on the learn more. There's one going to be in Columbus, Ohio. I'm going to be there. I promise you I'll wear my cross hat. I won't wear my Trump hat. I don't even have a Trump hat, okay? But I do have on today my crooked Hillary shirt. I do have that on. I still want to see her in jail. Let me take a deep breath. I had to get that out of me. See, folks, there's stuff goes on around behind the scenes you don't even know about here. Sorry I brought it to the table. I actually came down today in a pretty cheerful manner. Hey, do me a favor, Sheldon. Let's do that while I'm there. Bring up Hillary. It says Hillary. Did you guys see this? You guys see this? No.
Yeah, coach. That's great.
On the screen right now. On the screen right now. April 26th. Former top FBI official admits they never indicted Hillary because they thought she would win.
Isn't that great? Isn't that how our laws work, Coach? Because they think they should win.
So stay with me. Stay with me a second, Vinny, because here's where I'm going to start out today. Where I'm going to start out. This is what I'm going to write on tomorrow. We'll write on today. First Amendment of the Constitution, the last thing in the, I'm sorry, Connor or Sheldon, I'm all over the place today, but it's just, let the spirit lead me here a second. Pull up the Bill of Rights or the First Amendment, Sheldon, because I have zeroed in the last 48 hours, I've zeroed in on a problem. And I don't know how to express it, and I don't know what to do about it, but I want to show you the problem. The First Amendment of the Constitution says, Congress shall make no law regarding the establishment of religion. Okay, we'll have it up. There it is. Click on that thing. First Amendment's one I want to see. Easy, Graham. I should have it copied for you already. There it is. Click on the First Amendment. The First Amendment, here it is, Amendment number one. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting free exercise of or abridging the freedom of speech or the press or the right of the people to peacefully assemble and petition the government for a redress of grievances. Now, what is a redress of grievances? A redress of grievances is when you have an issue with someone or something, you have someone to go to who will try to redress or address or deal with the problem that you have. So we as American citizens, I'm going to show up down at MAGA on Friday, and I hope at that point to petition the government for a redress of my grievances. That's what freedom of assembly is all about. By the way, I'm not petitioning Donald Trump or Make America Great Again, but I'm going to show you. Here's the problem. We have no one to redress our grief. We have no one to go to. We have no one to go to. Our governor in Ohio is totally, completely out of control. And so if we go down on Sunday to redress our grievances, to whom do we regret? Who do we redress them to? Whom? We go to the courts. The courts are corrupt. Do you ever think about this? People run for courts. People get in the Supreme Court of the United States. They're either conservative or liberal. In other words, the courts have teams. The courts have teams. And so when you go to court, part of your job, Rogers probably can't talk about this, but a lot of times lawsuits are won or lost based on who the judge is. When you go into the courtroom, based on who the federal judge is, you might be before already probably determines whether you're going to win or lose. And so we are in a situation, to whom do we redress Michael DeWine? Who do we go to redress our grievances? Who do we go to? Any problem that you have locally, who do you go to redress your grievances? And see, we don't redress our grievances because we are a lawless nation. We are no longer a nation. Folks, you can refer to the Constitution all you want to. They don't follow it. And why don't they follow it? Because there is no redress of grievances. There is nobody that holds anybody accountable in Washington, D.C. And so we can arrest Hillary Clinton. We can produce evidence that Hillary Clinton broke the law, which the FBI did. And then somebody in the FBI who is supposed to redress our grievances decided, well, we're not going to go there. So somebody made sure our grievances weren't redressed. It's like that everywhere you turn, everywhere you turn. They say that you were supposed to have a jury of your peers. Well, what is a peer? What is a peer? That'd be a good thing to look up, Sheldon. Stay with me a second. I'll get off this horse in a minute, I promise. What's a peer? Just look up a peer. If we go to Webster's, it'd be better. What's a peer? Peer, a member of one of, a peer. No, one that is of equal standing with another. That's a peer. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I would be, I'd be very, very scared if I go into the courts today and I get a jury, because they won't be my peers. They will not be my peers. Why won't they be my peers? Number one, they're not of equal standing with me, because they're not, they've not received Christ as their Savior. They don't serve the King of Kings. So we're not peers. You just can't go out on the street and grab a peer. You just can't. And I can't go into court and make an argument against people who don't share my value system. We're not peers. We're co-equal citizens, but we're not peers, right? And what's the job of an attorney? When he tries to get a jury together, well, the first thing he tries to do is throw off those who might agree with you or disagree with you, whatever. It's called jury selection. Why? Because they want to stack the jury with people who agree with a particular position. We have no redress of grievances. Here's the good news. That's all coming down. That's all being exposed. I was telling this to Michelle this morning. We're in for some rough sledding, some rough seas. And I thank God for them. I thank God for the waves that are out on the horizon here for us. I do. Michael Flynn, General Michael Flynn, I don't know how closely you guys are following it. We now know that General Michael Flynn was framed. That's right. A U.S. citizen, not just a U.S. citizen, a general was framed by the Obama administration. We now know it. It's going to come out in the next 2 or 3 days. The evidence will come out. Michael Flynn is going to be not pardoned. His case is going to be dropped. Whatever it is, it's going to be dropped. Why? Because we have evidence now he was framed. Framed by who? The Obama administration. Now, here's the good news on it. See, because Michael Flynn has a private attorney working directly for him, nobody's covering it up. She is fighting for him. It's not Attorney General Barr fighting for Michael Flynn, because he probably wouldn't, because he's connected to some other, he doesn't care about Michael Flynn. But his lawyer cares about Michael Flynn. So it's going to be forced into the public domain by a private attorney, the corruption of the government, over the objection probably of the courts and over the objections of everybody else. Michael Flynn, his case is going to be put out on the table for everybody to see what Obama and Clapper and all those guys did. That's why there is some hope, because otherwise we have no redress of our grievances. None. Why? Because truth has fallen in the street and it cannot get up. That's what we're doing. Folks, I'm going to say this again real nicely. I support Donald Trump, but I don't get up in the morning and Donald Trump's, I'm sorry. If you think I'm on the Trump bandwagon, I'm on the Christ bandwagon. And I'm on the Christ bandwagon. I can tell you this, more of my prayers go to the awakening of pastors than it does to Donald Trump. Just if I could just waken pastors, if I could waken pastors and Christians, I care not about Donald Trump. I couldn't care less. I couldn't care less. Couldn't care less.
Amen.
And if you guys don't understand, I'd be in jail right now if this woman had won. I'd be in jail. They would have already thrown me in jail. So I think there's a difference between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, but that's a whole nother story. Okay, I'm going to shut up for a minute. I got some good stuff to give you here today. I had to get that off my chest, okay? I got some good stuff to give you here, but I'm going to give somebody a chance to come in, and maybe they have something they want to throw on the table before I really get going here. Kevin, you want to say something?
Yes, sir. I was going to say General Michael Flynn is a patriot.
The hero.
He spent 30 years. He's a hero. He spent 30 years also as a Democrat, and look what they've done to him. They threatened his family, so that's why he agreed to plead guilty.
Hey, folks, let me tell you something else. I saw a video yesterday. By the way, check out some of the videos we have on our – we got some great stuff up there. Man, there's some good stuff up there even today about exactly what's going on. But I watched a video yesterday, which is free – on the internet. It's an hour long. No, it's almost 2 hours long, and I double timed it. So it took me an hour to listen to it on the framing of George Zimmerman in the Trayvon Martin case. It just came out. It's free right now on YouTube. It's free for you to go watch it and to see. Did you know this? Did you know George Zimmerman was an Obama supporter? You guys know that? Did you know that that whole story that they put out there about George Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin, every bit of it was a lie? Obama knew it was a lie. They all knew it was a lie. The prosecutor, everybody knew that whole, hey, Ferguson, Missouri blew up. A Black Lives Matter movement started out of it. Riots all across America over a lie that happened down in Florida. And they knew it was a lie. And they did everything they could to stir up race relations because they wanted to ensure that Obama got elected again. It's a fascinating. You want to watch a video of that one? I'll get it up on our site. It's only remind me to do that. Spend some time. I watched that yesterday and I came away and there's no redress of grievances, folks. It's all rigged. Why is it all rigged? Because the church and Jesus Christ has been removed from the equation. And because the truth has been removed from the equation, wicked men rule. Deal-making wicked men are in power in every area of our government. It's local. It's everywhere. Does anybody think I'm crazy?
You're not crazy, Coach. You're dead. Yeah,
have you ever tried to get a redress of grievances for anything? Anything? You got to go get a lawyer. It'll cost you $10,000 to get a judgment of $2,000. People don't want to do that. Why do I want to do that? And you got to go on and on and on and on and on, fighting. And then this one, and then this appeal, and this appeal, and this evidence, and this evidence, and this deposition, and that deposition. All we want to do is have this guy sit down and tell the truth, and this guy sit down and tell the truth, and let's decide whether or not this guy's guilty. There is no redress of grievances in America. And if you think there is, I don't know what to tell you. So the very First Amendment of the Constitution, pull that back up. I'm sorry. I got to get this off my desk. The very First Amendment of the Constitution. Can I tell you? Can I show you something? Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. Are they? No, but the courts are. Is there freedom? Is there establishment of religion? Or can Congress or Michael DeWine or any governor anywhere do anything to prohibit free exercise of speech? No. Are they? Who can you go to? There's no redress of grievances. Can they abridge the freedom of speech? Well, they are. No, they can't. Are they? Yes. They're abridging it all the time. Who is? The government's abridging freedom of speech. The people we're supposed to turn to for the redress of the grievances are the ones abridging the freedom of speech. Or the press. The press lies. Everywhere you look, you don't know what to believe. They tell the MSNBC tells people this. Fox News tells people this. They all tell a story, but not the story. It's all lies. There's no freedom of this of speech or of the press or the right of the people to peaceably assemble. We still can't go to church. Still can't go to church. And church leaders still obeying that edict. And now we can't even peaceably assemble, and we can't petition the government for a redress of our grievance. That First Amendment, we can whine and moan and groan about the Constitution all we want. Boys and girls, we ain't even following the first one. The first one isn't even in. Okay, so I'm going to let me go here because it's going to make some of you nervous. Am I doing okay today, Jack? Listen. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. If the United States government wants to take $1 from me, and kill babies with it, that's invalid. That's invalid. They are violating my freedom of speech and my freedom of assembly and my freedom of religion by forcing me to do things against my will. That amendment is null and void. Does anybody think I'm crazy? Anybody think I'm crazy? But see,
nope.
You fight that because you have to go to one of these guys who are part of that team who tell you you have to because that's what the law says. But that's not what the law says. The law says Congress can't make any laws making me violate my conscience. That's basically what it says.
Yeah, but Coach, we still have pagan worshipers in power, like Bobby noted in the comments. That's why all this crap is going on.
Exactly. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And so I go to a rally in downtown Columbus, Ohio, and people think I'm there to support Trump. I mean, it's like the most unbelievable.
Hey. Coach, yeah. So even, you know, I drove all the way up from Virginia to kind of be a part of things and visit you guys. But even while we were there, you mentioned the pastors. They're actually supporting this movement. There was actually a pastor who in the middle of Trump trying to expose all this, the only vocal voice that I heard was anti-Trump coming out of a pastor while I was there. And I actually wanted to introduce his pastor to someone, but his hate was so taken over his frontal lobe that he didn't even want to meet an Ohio person that wanted to meet a, you know, a good pastor. And it would just shock me, Coach. Even the pastors out there are getting on this bandwagon supporting the enemy. I don't get it.
No, instead of our pastors, any of us, me, let me point the finger at me. Instead of me speaking out against whatever, I ought to be trying to find more people to come and stand with me. Jesus, when they went to Jesus and said, Lord, they're casting out devils over there, and they're not one of us. Lord, they're supporting freedom, and they're Trump supporters. They support Trump, and they're after freedom. What did Jesus say? Leave them alone. They're not against us. They're for us. Are they for freedom and liberty? Yeah, well, leave them alone. Let them go. Devil's good, man. Okay, listen, I'm going to shift gears.
Amazing, Coach.
It's amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Hey, real quick, Connor, while I'm on. Oh, Sheriff Richard Mack tomorrow. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss Sheriff Richard Mack. Just play a couple minutes. He's going to join us tomorrow. He says the problem in America, and he's right, is, folks, the answer to all of our problems is the local sheriff. The local sheriff. Now, this clip is back in 2011, if you can believe it or not. And Sheriff Mack said that, I'm talking about the redress of grievances, right? You understand I'm tying things together here, right? I hope you understand this. The Sheriff Mack says, folks, quit complaining about the president. Quit complaining about your governor. Your sheriff holds all the power. The sheriff answers to no one. The sheriff, the local sheriff, answers to no one. He's going to be on here tomorrow, and he's going to make that argument. Do you know that he won a Supreme Court case? He won a U.S. Supreme Court case where it says that the sheriff is the top law enforcement official in America. The sheriff is. Why? Because everything's local. The elected sheriff. This is about a 3-minute clip. I'm not going to play it. Richard Mack will be here with us tomorrow from Arizona. So tell all of your friends. Get a crowd in here. Because, again, so we just had elections. We just reelected Randy Thorpe here, our sheriff. You know what? I don't even know where Randy Thorpe stands in regards of where's Sheriff Thorpe stand in regards to closing down businesses and not letting people worship? Do I even know that? Do we have what we call, dare I say it, Jack, constitutional sheriff? That means if he's a constitutional sheriff, other guys aren't constitutional sheriffs? Well, if they aren't constitutional sheriffs, what kind of sheriffs are they then? Deep state sheriffs? Is that what we would call them? Anti-constitutional sheriffs? All sheriffs should be constitutional sheriffs. What is it? We have no redress of grievances. So I'm going to go to my constitutional sheriff, Randy Thorpe. And Randy Thorpe, I'm going to say, hey, Randy, how about closing down Planned Parenthood? And he's going to say, Coach, boy, I'd like to do that, but I might lose some federal dollars. Yes or no? That's where the game's played, see. Come out from among them, be the separate. Click on Color of Law. I'm going somewhere. Stay. I'm going to end on a good note. Yes, that show yesterday was amazing, wasn't it? It was amazing. Okay, here we are. Folks, this is the law. This is the law. This is like the Ten Commandments. This is the law. Whoever under color of law. Now, what is color of law? Color of law means someone who comes to you and is telling you it's the law. Anyone, any police officer who comes to you to violate your free speech is doing it under the color of law. In other words, it appears to be the law. It appears to be the law. Or they come and they tell you it is the law. That's called the color of law. So whoever acting as if it was a law or a statute or an ordinance or a regulation or a custom, anybody who fakes you with fake laws, in any state, territory, commonwealth, possession, or district, to the deprivation of any rights privileges or immunities secured or protected by the Constitution or laws of the United States or to different punishments, pains, or penalties on account of such persons being an alien or by reason of his color or of his race or his religion ought to be in there, then are prescribed for the punishment of citizens shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 1 year or both. Our governor, under the color of law, is telling us we can't work. He ought to be in jail. He ought to be in jail. Now, who do we go to redress it? Well, sadly, 500 people show up and hold signs. That's it. We have no redress of grievances. Who does Governor DeWine answer to? Me. You. Not Trump. No. If I gather at the State House, I'm not supporting Trump. I'm trying to petition for a redress of my grievances. And you can go on down and you can read it. 10 years in jail. 10 years in jail. They're doing that to us all the time. I go to Planned Parenthood all the time. This is happening to me. All of the time. What happens? We have no redress of grievances. Because when I go to the courtroom, I go to some guy who's a lawyer. And he's part of that legal system. And he's got buddies in this law firm. In fact, he's a judge, but he used to work in that law firm. And he knows him. They went to law school together. And he's going to be prosecuting me. And this guy over here is going to be the judge. And I think I'm going to get a fair trial. And I don't get a fair trial. They made me broke. I don't have any money left trying to get a redress of grievances. And I still don't get a redress of grievances because it's rigged. And so we end up standing out on the sidewalk in front of the State House saying, please, please give it to us. Please give us our freedoms back. God help.
Coach, this is an important point to make. It's the British Accreditation Register, right? That's what you're beholden to in the bar, which means you're not beholden to any American, right?
So it's another issue. Justice. That's right, Ben. Benny, it's another issue. I don't want to get in. I don't want to get in.
Coach.
I'm sick enough that I have to go sit in front of a Democrat judge, whatever the hell that is, a Democrat judge, as opposed to a Republican judge. I have a conservative judge as opposed to a liberal judge. What? What about truth and law? What about that? Not about what you think about the law or you think about the law. And you sit on the bench and don't let me get a fair trial because you don't agree with the law. That's what goes on. Go ahead, Joe.
I was going to tell you, you know, that our redress of grievances today is promoted as the ballot box.
Which we just have mail-in voting here, if you can believe that. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, and that's the only way that we know it. Most people don't understand what a redress of grievances is, you know, or how it's done, or the procedure. And mainly, it's just get there.
Get there. So I'm going to go down to the State House on Friday. I hope a lot of you guys go. And I won't wear a mega hat or nothing. I'm just going to go down there. I'm going to fight for a redress of my grievances. And if some guy's there he's for guns, I'll stand with him. And another guy's there and he's for against abortion, I'll stand with him. And another guy's there and he's against. Well, I'm going to go down there and I'm going to stand with my friends for a redress of grievances. I'm not going to go down so discord amongst the group because I don't agree with them. How stupid is that? See, my wife said, where are the Democrats? Don't Democrats want liberties too? Well, yeah, they want liberties too. But see, they've been taught that Republicans don't give liberty or whatever. They don't want Republican liberty. They want Democrat liberty. So if a Republican's in office, they can't go fight for liberty because it's a Republican. But if they get you see the stupid game we play? Stupid game we play. All politics is local. We control Ohio, not Donald Trump. No redress agreement. Now, can I shift gears and put on my nice hat here for a minute? Can I do that? Or somebody else, go ahead and come. I got you all fired up. I'll give you a chance to vent. And then I'm gonna switch gears on you.
Coach, this is JR.
Hey, JR.
Our redress is in the court of public opinion.
Yes, sir.
And it does have power. Mm-hmm. We recognize in Ohio. Yet, day before yesterday, the governor got up and said, everywhere you go, you're going to have to wear a mask.
That's right.
You're going in a retail store, et cetera. He heard a public outcry, and guess what happened?
He changed it. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
But yeah. JR, didn't that also happen because did somewhere along the line some of our other elected officials awaken? Did they finally?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Did they finally raise their hand as present in the state as well? So Governor DeWine got thrown under the bus a bit by his own party, didn't they, JR? But it makes a difference.
Yeah.
And why did he get thrown under the bus by his own party? Because people in his own party were getting phone calls. Or we're seeing people like me standing out there in front of the state house, and they thought, ooh, man, we better do something here. But see, they didn't do it because they're good, freedom-loving guys. They did it because they're worried about you and how you might respond and how you might react. And yet,
amen.
There won't be, most of you won't go, you won't go anywhere. So you get what you deserve. You get exactly what you deserve. Good point, JR. Good point. Because he made a big point. No exceptions when he first came out with his ruling. Wear a mask, no exceptions. And the next day, he pulled back on his exceptions. There was a day when there would have been a march on Columbus, Ohio with pitchforks and torches. You do know that, don't you? There was a day. Color of law, folks. Oh, boy. Can I encourage you this morning? Go ahead. Then I want to encourage you.
Coach, when they fined me for spitting on the sidewalk about a year ago, that's what I used to bring that off-duty officer. That's what the attorney pretty much threw that at him, and they just didn't want to go through all the time, so the city dropped the case. But the point is, Coach, I pled not guilty. I went far enough to make it happen. If a person isn't going to be willing to spend a little bit of time and sacrifice a few things to go fight, then they're beat. They're done. They don't have anything to say anyway. So that's right. What we have to do. We got to give up our time. We have to give up energy, money, and sacrifice just a little bit, and that makes a big difference.
Agendas. We got to give up agendas.
But the color of law. That's what we used to show that her actions were out of line. You know, and they just in the city just said, yeah, you're right. So,
folks, I dropped him. So, here's the problem. Here's what I feel bad about. I should have been standing there beside you, Randy. I should have jumped in my car and driven out there and stood beside you.
No, I didn't.
I was praying for you, Randy. I was praying for you. Right? While you were standing.
I appreciate it. Coach, if our heart, you know, like I couldn't go to Ohio. I mean, I'm behind the eight ball with rain and everything in my business this spring. I couldn't be there, but my heart was there, Coach. I really did want to be there, and I didn't just say, well, yeah, I'll pray for you. I actually did pray quite a bit for that, and that's our heart has to be in this. If our heart and God's not in our heart, we're just a bystander. So,
well, Randy, how about this? The Bible says that a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways, right? How can you go to a liberty rally and have anything going on at that rally except liberty? That you will partner with whoever to try to bring liberty. A house divided against itself cannot stand. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Let him not expect anything from God. That's pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. Now, I think it's okay for us to get in here and argue back and forth. Should we support this? Should we not support this? Let's support this. Let's support this. But I'm going to tell you something. When I show up on the streets, there ain't going to be no infighting on the streets. You don't win like that. You know, you hash it out before you get there. But you don't come and sow discord amongst brothers. When I'm going to encourage you today, though. Can I encourage you today? What does it mean? I wrote this down here. I'm sorry if I'm dominating. No, I'm not sorry. I was going to say dominating so much here. Pastor Dale in here today. Probably out there working his tail off. What's good news? Gospel is good news.
I'm here.
Gospel, good to hear you, Dale. Gospel's good news. It's good news. I'm going to say it again. The gospel's good news. What is that good news? Can somebody answer that for me? What is the good news of the gospel? What is it? It's not bad news. Good news. Somebody come on in here.
The good news is the salvation of Jesus.
Is that it, though?
and that we can be forgiven and set free from all the iniquities that we've done in our lives.
That's good news. What else? Is there any other good news in that?
That also gives you power over demons and establishes your dominion that you have over the animals and,
that's and good news.
Beasts of the land.
That's good news.
Yeah. And what it else? Gives you.
Go ahead.
The good news, Coach, is that Jesus Christ gives you the option that you don't have to live in lies and hypocrisy and false. He gives us a kingdom to live by, a different
that's
one.
Good. Randy, that's good news. Myra, what were you going to say? What's good news, Myra?
The joy of knowing that you can help somebody escape the horrible, you know, just heading to hell. You can help somebody, and hopefully the Lord Jesus will bring them into his kingdom.
That's good news. I got some good news for you. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. That's good news. The very steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. That's good news. That's good news. And we spend so much time making the gospel bad news. But it's good news. It's good news. What's the good news? Oh, you're trapped in homosexuality? Well, it's good news. You don't have to be. There's some good news. Your marriage is falling apart? Well, it doesn't have to. Here's some good news. The gospel is good news. Good news. And you know, the Bible also tells us this, that they overcame him. Who's him? Who's him?
The devil.
The enemy of your soul. They overcame him by the word of your testimony. The blood of the Lamb. Good news. The word of your testimony. You got to tell people good news. You got to tell them the good news. And that you love not your own life, even to the point of death. That's good. That's all good news. That's all. We have an overcoming faith. We have a Father who's for us, not against us. We have a Father, we have a great encouraging Father who calls us his children, who says, go, boys, I'm with you. Go. You're never alone. That's good news. You're never fighting a battle by yourself. That's good news. That's good news. He said he would never leave us. He would never forsake us. He said, your very steps are ordered by me. I delight in your way. That's good news. The gospel is good news. And so the whole idea is, what would I do if I couldn't fail? That's good news. That's good news. And see, we measure failure by the world standard. Good news. Sometimes you lose. The good news is you came, you survived, he was with you, he never left you, he never forsake you, you're still standing. That's good news, even in the midst of bad. That's good news. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. That's good news. My eyes have not seen. My ears have not heard. Neither has it even entered into the heart of man, the things that God has in store. For those that love him, that is great news. Wow, that's great news. Great news. Good news. I guess I'm as guilty as everybody else. I'm in here always talking about bad news. No, the good news is we're one nation under God. That's the good news. The good news is it's we the people. That's good news. It's not bad news. That's good news. It's good news. It's good news that the government is tyrannical and we can do something about it. It's not bad news. It's good news. It's good news. It's good news. I'm still alive. My blood's still pumping through me. I still got energy. I still got power of the Holy Spirit. That's good news. No matter what is going on out there, coaches, black limousines out there getting ready to arrest you. Oh, that's good news because greater is in me. He's in me than he's in the world. Why do I need the greater one in me if there ain't something going on in the world that's against me? The good news is I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, that I overcome him by the blood of the Lamb, the word of wow, that's good news.
Amen, Coach.
Amen.
Point for you. How about this, Coach? They did the COVID-201 exercise last year, right? So Fauci says that, oh, we're going to have another outbreak of the old Corona Chan, right? Well, why is it a guess? I thought you didn't exercise last year. How come we can't have the results of what happened last year to gauge what's going to happen now? You bunch of idiots.
The good news is, Benny, we can have it. That's the good news. The good news is we can. But we don't think we can. I don't want to go back there. We want to argue about over stupid stuff. I want to give you some good news here. I want to give you some good news. My very steps have been ordered. I was going to do this. Maybe we got 15 minutes left. Maybe you can do it. I want to give you another miracle. I want to give you another miracle. I walk in miracles. So do you. You don't recognize them as such. I walk in miracles. It's good news. I mean, they're not big ones. They're little ones. And you don't always recognize them as little ones. I got to tell you a story. Amazing. Michelle and I are putting every cent we have into Sky High. True story. And so we have another home that my daughter's living in, one we used to live in. Our daughter and son-in-law are living in there with their four children. And I had to sell it. I had to sell it to get them to, I had to sell it because got to put it into Sky High. I'm not moaning. I'm not groaning about it. But we put it on the market. Been on the market on a couple, whatever. Dale Socia was here, Pastor Dale Socia. He was putting my floors in. And I said, hey, Dale, listen, we're going to list our, we got somebody coming to see the house tonight, Dale. Do you pray that they'll buy it? Seems like the kind of prayer you'd pray, wouldn't it? And Pastor Dale said, Coach, wait a minute, Coach, I'm not going to pray that these people buy it. There's a powerful, powerful anointing in that home. You've invested your life into that home. You don't want just anybody coming into that house. Coach, I'm going to pray that the Lord brings the right person who deserves to be able to walk into the anointing of that house. Blew me away. Can you imagine the anointing? And can you imagine? I don't live there now. My wife and I, the battles we've fought, the gatherings we've had in that house, 17 years. Prayers the Lord's answered in that place. The battles we've seen won in that place. So I said, okay, Dale, I stand. You didn't rebuke me, brother, but I stand rebuked. So he said, Coach, I'm going to pray that the right person buys that house. So we got our first Connor or Sheldon pull up. It says letter. We got an offer on the house. 2 days ago, we got an offer on the house. And attached the realtor said to me, Coach, they've attached a letter to their offer. They've attached a letter to it. And I want you to read it. Because, you know, we were asking this amount and they offered a little bit less. And, you know, we can barter back and forth and all that stuff. And Dale, I want you to know, here's the letter. And I'm not giving out any liberty. These are miracles, folks.
I'm telling you, I'm tearing up.
It's never about us. It is somewhat. We're in the mix. It's never about us. It's about a work that the Lord is trying to do through us and around us and in us corporately. Did you ever stop and think? I never thought about it. I'm just trying to sell my house because we need some money to finish what's going on at Sky High. I'm just thinking, Lord, bring somebody to buy it so that burden's off of my shoulders. And dear Dobbenmeyer family, we want to personally extend our deepest interest in buying your beautiful home, as I'm sure you are going to receive multiple offers. My name is Ashley, and I spent several weeks looking for the right home in the right location with all of our family's needs. I saw your home listed weeks ago, and we decided to skip it because the listed price was not in our decided price range. However, my husband and I went back to it and scrolled through the pictures weekly, talking about how perfect the location is. We've lived for 3 years in a home that sits on a busy street. Having small children has motivated us to find a quiet community with a large lot, which is exactly what your home boasts. Listen to this. After viewing your home this evening, I wanted to let you know that your home brought the instant feeling that I've been waiting for, the feeling of a forever home. I am a homeschooling mom to our four active children. And I knew instantly that the layout of the home would give us the space and comfort we need, along with the right atmosphere for schooling. The yard is perfect. I could see our children and dog enjoying themselves daily out there. Being able to mentally place my family in this house without updating anything or trying to configure things was key. Move-in ready will allow us to relax and enjoy these moments while our children are still young. I can see us watching our children play in the morning as we enjoy coffee in the sunroom, having backyard barbecues, watching movies in the cozy family room. We're sure you've made wonderful memories, although they don't even know. In this home with your family, and your selling will be bittersweet for you. I really love the care that you've put into your home. See, she felt the anointing. I really love the care that you put into your home, from the clean colors on the wall to the fresh landscaping. This is truly a forever home in my eyes. I just want to paint a picture of our family. Let you know that if you accept our offer, we promise to show your home the same love and care. Thank you for considering our offer. We respectfully understand the decisions that lie ahead for you as you choose a buyer. Sorry.
Amen.
And see, the whole time, I'm worrying about me. I possess somebody else's dream, and I'm worried about me. How much are we going to get out of it? How can we use that money when we get it? And here are this couple, homeschool, mother of four, coming into that anointed home. That's one of the most humbling things I ever got. Ever. Because Dale, had it not been for you, I'd have never been thinking about the buyer. Lord, we say it, don't we? Lord, bring the right buyer. Bring the right buyer. And here they were out there asking, Lord, give us the right home. See, there's miracles everywhere. Everywhere we look, there's miracles. We don't understand it. We don't get it. We tend to fall under the judgment of other people and what other people say and what other people think and their opinions. And walk in the Spirit. And so I just want to publicly thank Dale Socha. Dale, you weren't here from the floors. You were here so these people could get into our home. Because had you not said that to me, I may not have taken this offer.
Amen, Cody. Amen.
I didn't counter. If you can't see that as a message from the Lord, I said, okay, Lord, where do I sign? Huh? Where do I sign?
If so I may,
Dale Socha thinks he came to do my floors.
No,
you
coach.
Give these people their home.
Stop, coach. I want to tell you something, and I think I'd shared with you. I said, wherever I'm at and whatever I'm doing, it's ministry. My purpose for doing your floors wasn't just that. I remember that guy that came to the house and began to tell me all of his excuses of why he loves the Lord, but not. I'm just. My heart, and I think I told you, I said, I'll do construction. I said, but if it's ministry. And the second the door closes that, I will lay down my hammer and move on to the next venture. And I'll tell you something, there's many times I've just prayed those prayers, but there's something about when we sat at your kitchen table breaking bread and eating dinner that it was, no, coach, it has to be the right person.
Yep.
That was awesome. Thank you.
Huh?
Can I say this real quick for a testimony? Yesterday, my wife has been, man, we about driving to Ohio to get her nails done. She gets a lady over to her house to do her nails. And the next thing I know, her son needs to come talk to me. And the next thing I'm there for the next, I was digging out trenches to pour concrete yesterday. I was tired. I didn't want to do it. I told my wife, I don't want to talk. I'm going to go lay down. Brother, their son came into the house. Next thing I know, 2 hours into it, brother, this guy is embracing me and loving me and his mom. Brother, it's always, always about the gospel.
Always is, man. And it's never about you. When you make it about you, do you understand? You understand the blessing this is to us? Yeah. See, no, not just anybody ought to walk into that home at 17 years. God, what we went through in that home, the prayers, the gatherings, the golly. To think I could turn that thing over to some old guy who didn't even believe in Jesus and just wanted to get away from everybody and hunker down, as opposed to some homeschool mother of four, who, by the way, sent me pictures of her kids and their rescue dog, praying to get out of Pickerington where their kids can be safe. And I get to be part of it. I get to be part of that. I get to be part of that answered prayer in their life. I get to be part of that answered prayer in their life because Dale Socha decided he wanted to do ministry. Amazing, isn't it? It's amazing.
And God had to kick me out of Texas in order to open up the door for you. Say, well, if you've got nothing to do, come on up here.
Because
he
the
door,
this man are ordered by the Lord.
See, he closes one door, he closes a door, and he opens another.
Listen, because this is my life verse. Psalm, God, my brain went dead. Psalm 23. No, Psalm, it doesn't matter. I can't believe I can't think of it. The steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. Think about that word, ordered. Ordered. It's a military term, isn't it? Somebody gives you an order. But also, isn't it a math term that the steps are in order? But also, isn't it a verb, like you order a pizza so that it's waiting for you when you get there? So the very steps of a righteous man are ordered, commanded, in sequence for when you get there. Waiting on you. And it brings me back to the whole thing that I started out about the good news. It's good news. It's good news. Sometimes it doesn't feel like it. Sometimes it doesn't look like it. Sometimes it ends up as a mess, but it's good news. And what's the good news? You don't have to stay in that mess. Clean it up, move on. It's good news. It's good news. And I just wanted to make sure I had an opportunity today to confess to all of you that I about missed it. About missed it. And I thank God that Dale was up here and was able to play such an important role in it.
Somebody, but Dave.
You up, Chad?
Oh, sorry. I was just going to say, see, sometimes I think we paint God into a corner with what we are praying for or what we're expecting. Because we have a certain expectation of this over here, but really he's going to give us all of that over there. And see what it is. If that doesn't come just exactly in a package with a bow on it, we're not recognizing it if our mind's not right.
Amen.
When we pray for it, we want to make sure we're praying like Dale's prayer. And when he framed it there for you, he framed it.
He framed
it. Set it in there and said, look, this house is anointed. This house is special. I want someone that is going to respect this and cherish this and continue this because this is a stronghold.
Mm.
And we're not going to release it.
Amen.
Well, wouldn't it be just like giving up ground, which the Lord had given unto us? I mean, I firmly believe that. I have too many testimonies about it. But I will say this, and Chad, you would understand. And I'll go back. I didn't know, Coach, as I was praying that it was bringing any kind of correction in your spirit, because your character, the way you carried yourself, didn't change. In other words, you just received. When a sergeant orders your footsteps, let me tell you what, the last thing you want to do in that line of order is have a continuity of resistance. Because I want to tell you something, that drill sergeant will be in your face. In other words, we will say, let the Lord order my footsteps, but when we don't like it, we murmur and complain. We don't think that that's big. Let me tell you what, ask the Israelites who died in the desert. They're murmuring and complaining. And brother, when God does this, and sometimes he brings correction, and it is what Mary said under the Spirit, let it be done unto me according to your word.
According to your will, according to your word. Robert, I'm sorry we didn't get you in here today, man. I got that. We'll catch up with you tomorrow, folks. Golly. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Our steps are ordered by the Lord. He delights in our way. They are sequentially laid out, planned out, waiting there for you. And folks, don't ever forget this. There's an intersection of some other believer coming at that same spot that he's trying to get you to. That we would hear the voice of the Lord. Bless you all. We'll see you tomorrow.